Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot. Score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black!
Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitch Lank. We do appreciate it. And it is time for Huskies Drive Time, 7:30 on Tuesday mornings. That's when we do this thing, and we rock it, man. Half hour of nothing but Michigan Tech sports talk, as we have Wes Fromm from the Sports Information Department in our studio today, and our special guest student-athlete basketball player who's got two big games coming up this week on the road. Kerry Gardner is with us, a senior for the women's basketball program. And Wes, a big weekend for Michigan Tech basketball.
Absolutely. They are all big at this point, and finish up the next three games. We've got three games in 5 days, starting on Thursday, because we play Northwood on Thursday, Lake State on Saturday, and then we come home for a couple hours and head back on the road down to Northern and play the Wildcats on a Monday night. And so it's going to be a big time weekend to get ready for that, and we finish out the last three teams that we haven't faced in our conference and those three teams, so it's going to be a lot of fun, Dirk.
All right, Kerry, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello.
All right, we'll have more of that great talk from Kerry Gardner when we come back right after this. Weather brought to you by Superior Accounting and Tax Services. Back to Drive Time here on Mix 93. Kerry Gardner from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team is with us. Two big games coming up this week, and then, of course, like Wes was just talking about, the Northern Michigan game coming up next Tuesday. She's a Madison girl, and she loves her Packers, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
That's what I thought. from Middleton, and here, I guess, Kerry, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Wes always asks the great question, what was your path to come here to Michigan Tech? Who was recruiting you and all that stuff?
Sure. I was lucky enough in high school to play with a really talented group of girls. All 4 years of my high school career, our team advanced to the state tournament. So I got a lot of exposure through that, and then through travel AAU basketball in the summertime before my senior year of high school was when former assistant coach Sarah Stream found me. I think she saw me first at a tournament in Illinois. She told me that I reminded her a lot of herself, and that's why she liked me. And obviously that's a huge compliment coming from her after hearing about and seeing the career that she had. And then just called me every week. I talked to Coach Cameron. They both seemed like great people, great coaches. They were so proud of the program that they had continued on, had both been a part of as players. I came up for my official visit in September. Loved everything about it. Walked into that gym and saw all those banners hanging up and knew that this was the place I wanted to be, even though I hadn't really ever heard of Michigan Tech before I had been recruited. I'm not sure I'd even ever been in the Upper Peninsula or even knew it existed, but it was a place that just kind of felt like home, and I committed a few weeks later and have no regrets.
Some of your teammates, you said you played with a really talented group of teammates. Some of your teammates playing college ball other places?
Not anymore, just because this is our fifth year, but I had a few other girls play at the Division II level and then the Division III level. One girl played at St. Cloud State, so we were always hoping that we were going to face each other off. And then I was also part of another program with, it wasn't a team, but it was just a training program where we met every Sunday and played, and there was lots of girls who went on to play. Sam Logic went to Iowa, and now she's in the WNBA. So I got to know girls like that, and Alyssa Cola, who played at Northern Michigan. So
sure.
I knew lots of girls through that.
How about other sports? Were you an athlete, all-around athlete? Did you play other sports in high school?
Growing up, I did everything. Favorite was obviously always basketball, no doubt my main passion. I loved soccer. I played softball, competed in golf tournaments. I was a good swimmer when I was little.
Wow.
I had three brothers, so I grew up playing sports. I never had anyone to play dolls with, but I always had someone to play sports with, and it was good to do that. But basketball was always my main thing, and then I also ran track in high school.
Obviously, academics is important to you. I know you've been on the all-academic team several years and got your degree, right? Mm-hmm. Exercise science.
Yep, graduated. Done. I guess last summer I officially graduated with my undergrad.
And so now working on a master's.
Correct. Yeah, I worked it out with my advisor and head of the department at Michigan Tech through exercise science, and we were able to figure out that I think this is the second year of the program, the master's program in kinesiology. There's an accelerated program that you have to have certain qualifications for, and luckily enough, I was able to get into it. I was able to figure out that I could get it done within my last fifth year rather than just kind of blow off my fifth year. And it was a tough decision because I kind of was always looking forward to just having a lighter load my senior year, but I think this will help me in my future and will open up career opportunities for me.
So at the end of the year, you'll have your master's degree as well.
Correct. Hopefully. That's the plan. Well,
everything goes well. You did pretty well in your first semester.
Yeah.
I see that. But then I know you're going to do more schooling, right? You're not done, right, after the master's.
That's the plan. I'm currently applying to physician assistant or PA school right now. I thought about medical school for a while, but after I've been here for 5 years, medical school seemed like a lot. And PA school is kind of just the shorter version of that. And it's a lot more flexible as a career. So that's what I'm working on right now. I have an interview next week at Madison. So hopefully someone somewhere will take me and I can get my career going that way.
How long do you have to do that, the PA?
Depending on the program, it's 2 to 3 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.